Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with comments from midfielder Jonjo Shelvey. He admits that he's desperate to get the black and white shirts back on and play in the Premier League for Newcastle once again, with the top flight action resuming this week. Shelvey, in an interview with the Chronicle, said, "Football is football, and you'd play in the park if it meant playing again. Our fans will be amiss," he said, "because of what they bring to the stadium. They'll be missed, but it's one of those things. I can't see it getting back to normality with fans back in the stadium for a while yet, so we just have to suck it up and keep going, and we will try to win," he said, for those watching on TV. Meanwhile, Shelvey has admitted that despite being back in training, there is no substitute for actually playing games in terms of being match fit, and Shelvey says it could take a bit of time before players are at their peak. He said, "I feel fit, but you need matches. I've done well with all the running, but you need to get the matches to take you to the next level. And then come on Sunday against Sheffield United, we'll be able to try and show that," he said. So Newcastle's first match is on Sunday against the Sheffield United side, who are themselves going for a place in Europe this season. Meanwhile, moving on to news on the transfer front, Lucas Hernandez is a player who's been linked with Newcastle this summer, but according to reports, Paris Saint-Germain are now stepping up their efforts to sign him. Hernandez cost Bayern Munich nearly €80 million when he joined from Atletico Madrid last summer, but he struggled to get a regular starting role with the Bavarian Giants, although he has had some injuries as well. Therefore, the France international has been linked with Newcastle if and when the takeover goes through. However, it now appears that PSG are keen on signing him instead. That's all for now. We'll have more later.